Number Charlie, 9 Victor, mobile, monitoring.
Morning, JKT, how are you?
Eric, how are you doing this morning? I'm doing good. Can't complain. Power's back on. The showers are good, nice and hot. The driveway's clear, gotta get it out of the road. So all is well.
For HKX, morning.
Glad to hear you're getting back to some normalcy there.
And Patrick. Normalcy is a good thing, and I'm really enjoying it again. I actually get to work today, so the first day back at work in 2 weeks. Patrick, you working?
Waiting on a truck to build up air pressure right now. It's what you hear dinging in the background.
The old air pressure warning buzzer. Shortly. Pretty well there in Shelby?
Back to normal pretty quickly. We only lost power for about a day and a half, and we didn't have any damage to our property, so aside from the inconvenience of not being able to get fresh produce for a couple of weeks and gas being short for a few days, I mean, we did pretty fine. The rest of Shelby didn't fare so well. But, you know, we were grateful and very thankful that we got off as easy as we did.
That's good. Yeah. I think the mountains got a little bit worse than everybody else, especially places like Chimney Rock, Bat Cave, Weaverville, Burnsville, all the outlying places, I guess.
The west you go, the worse off it is. So, I know they still have a lot of work to do out there. The worst thing that's happened to me in the last week is that the turbo died on my truck. So it's in the shop now getting a new low-pressure turbo put on it. And I'm on my way this morning to sell a kidney to pay for it. So it's definitely not been fun for my truck the last couple weeks.
How much you got on that truck?
1,000.
Just turned 78,000. I guess they got one of those in my future.
From the emissions controls, you know, that soot cakes up everything in there, including the turbos and everything, and it just makes everything filthy and dirty and run poorly. So, maybe after this low-pressure turbo gets put in, I'm going to go for some modifications.
We'll save the environment and just make you buy twice as many more vehicles. NC9B.
Diesel fuel. I'll just stop here at 90, so I'll be back in a few minutes. W2JKT.
9B. Eric, I'm going right to Highway 11.
For HKX, mobile.
It's on the Highway 11.
Ready to get on it. That's what I was just doing.
Keep smelling coffee.
Did you spill it in your truck?
I think I've been spilled near sweet tea.
From the mountain this morning, it is over at the house.
Supposed to cool down today. What's the high supposed to be down here?
To be honest with you, I hadn't looked.
I just put on a t-shirt this morning, so. And I threw a jacket in the car, just in case.
Running this morning?
Yeah, I run down to Anderson and over to Donaldson. Good day. You, on this side or the other side?
Easily. Powdersville area, Berea area, right there between White Horse and 153.
The other area. Yeah, I'll be down that way, but I don't know about what time I'll be over that way. Usually about 9:30, 10:30, 11. By then, I'm about done.
On the 153, exit there off of 85. Give me a shout around lunchtime.
Unless they give me something extra, I'll probably be not around there that time. I'll probably be more this side.
Oh, your one pallet?
Gotta get that one pallet. I don't know. They may not have any pallets this morning. We'll see. I'll let you know.
KN4GFW Mobile.
KO4HKX.
Morning, Ken. Good Good to hear your voice. The NC9B.
Morning, Ken. WTJKT.
Hey, good morning, guys. I hope everybody's doing well. And Leon, yeah, it's good to hear you, too.
The, I guess they call it the apocalypse of 2024. But again, it's not over yet, so we'll see. Yeah, surviving that's a good thing.
Did pretty well. No real damage or anything. Still no internet, but what else is new? KN4TFW.
Spectrum so long to get the internet back up down there.
No idea. I mean, they sent a text yesterday and said, yeah, we got the problem resolved. And yeah, it ain't on. And then they'll send one and say, hey, your damage is due to a storm. And they just ain't got a clue.
Get a message that they're working on it, and the reason we don't have internet is because of the power outage. I've got power back. What are you talking about?
By that AT&T over the air. The Verizon didn't work good at the house, so we'll try the AT&T. The neighbor has it, says it works good. She teaches from home, so must do all right.
Say Verizon's in spotty right there around your house, because I got Verizon phones, and they're a little spotty right in that area.
Made Hampton, you get 4 bars, and at my house, you're like 1 to 2.
Stop. I'm just headed over the overpass to get back on southbound right now, but north and south look good up here at exit 90.
You're coming in good for exit 90.
Overpass, I get pretty good in and out of the repeater. On either side, it drops off.
Had a tree job my son and I did Saturday. Man, you talk about a beast. That was an all-day job.
Hope you got paid for it.
He got paid better than I did, but I was just doing it to help him. They just reimbursed me for the use of the equipment and then a little some.
At least you got paid more than no attention.
Pound roll off the bucket onto the hood of the tractor and put a nice little dent in it and knocked something into the diesel started pouring everywhere. He says, well, what are we going to do? I said, well, all right, yeah, dang. Don't have a gas tank now, so fuel tank. Just keep working with it. So we got the job done. And I looked at it yesterday and it knocked 2 hoses off the tank. I guess they're recirculating hoses, but knocked those off and bit the little firewall there. So bit the firewall so I can get around it and put the hoses back on. And she's good again. She's done it not quite as pretty as she used to be.
That happened, but going to use them. Things like that are going to happen from time to time, as long as nobody got hurt.
Came to my mind when I saw that round coming over. I was like, oh my God, that's going to hurt. Oh, it bounced right on that hood and rolled right on the ground. I could knock the dent out of the hood. That's not a biggie.
I have 85 north closed about exit 87 or so. That's why northbound looked really good, because there was nobody on it.
285 was identifying. Yeah, they've been doing some construction up through there, so hopefully it won't be backed up too bad.
So far, I'm about a mile in, and it's still a parking lot.
Today, we're out of shutdown mode, and we can get back to regular business.
It's exit 87, so the closure's at milepost 88, and the traffic jam breaks up at 87, so it'll build, but hopefully it won't affect you again.
Get moving by the time I get there. Well, as long as it don't get to the 80, I'll be good.
What's all this stuff anyway, do you know?
It was in our lifetime or not? Done, it'll be time to expand again, right? Rising the camper this weekend. I get it's looking like most of the campgrounds we were interested in are either gone or closed.
To do it, because it's going to get cold this week. I'm just going to turn the heaters on in mine. I've got tank heaters and pipe heaters and stuff. It's a 4-season camper, so I'll just keep the low wattage heaters on for a little while, because we might still try to get out this year, but I'm not sure I'm ready to fully winterize it yet. I washed it yesterday. Spent about 2 hours with, big car wash brush over my head. My shoulders are killing me, but, yeah, I hadn't washed it in a little while, so it's looking pretty clean right now.
Mine, it's got all leaves and debris stuck to the side from the storm, but I did manage to get the new outside speakers back on, and that works good now. Mom will be happy.
First needs a bath.
Plane in Taylor's was like 22, 23 cents cheaper than it was in Greer.
Just look at Volkswagen bus parked at Whitey's. What is that? The Whitey's auction house or whatever it is? They're a nice white bus, VW bus. Brings back memories.
Towed him one of those. And then it was the guy with the pilot said I had an altimeter and some other airplane gauges in a dash.
Yeah, a lot of fun in one of those. Truck. I haven't washed it since the storm. It's a mess.
At the end of the month, my neighbor says to get to Tennessee, some of his friends were going to like Maggie Valley and cutting across over to Gatlinburg and going that way, but man, that just seems like that could be a disaster.
Go to Tennessee, but I told her, I said, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. You can't go there through I-40. The other way, I don't know how to deem trust it, too. All that, the roads that are washed out and everything, the parkway being closed, et cetera, et cetera.
Hey, Skex, you can go up 26 to 81 and go across that way.
Got it. They did open that up, yes. NC-9B.
6 is clear all the way to 81.
Reports we've been getting. There is a little small detour on it, about 2 miles long, they were telling me. But it doesn't take you that much to work around it. So you can get up to Tennessee in 81 by going up 26.
My other option was 77 all the way up into West Virginia, cutting across.
One thing I learned out of the apocalypse of 2024, I'm done with the little red gas cans. 5 gallons and such. One of my neighbors brought up some fuel and was in a VP racing can. Man, them things are nice.
Amazon, they do look pretty nice, but you can also get standard old-style spouts on Amazon for the 5 gallon can. So that's what I did with mine. I threw away the stupid EVAP, short-snouted, spill of gas everywhere snouts and just got some regular old tubes. That are, they're about a foot long, so go back to the old days of actually having a gas can you can use.
You'd have to exclude the red cans from me. I tried that. I bought the filler necks for them, and they're still just a pain to deal with. The others are actually 5.5 gallons, 5.5 gallon cans, and they got a nice wide neck on them. You got a breather that screws and unscrews, screws and screws back. And I ordered the, the pour spouts for them. Got 3 of those coming. Well, them things are nice. Got 3 of them sitting in the house, chock full.
Roll around gas jugs with the little hand pump on it, that wouldn't be a bad thing to have.
One of those, the hand pump thing, the little filler pump, whatever, grip, whatever you call it, like you see at a gas station, but a cheap plastic imitation, it didn't work. I had to use a siphon to get it out.
I guess you could always get a little electric pump to put on one of those things. Those things are also on Amazon.
The magic siphon. Add one, Leon, is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
For those, you won't have anything else, will you?
No, sir. Keep the electric pumps and all that other stuff. The other things are great. You can't monkey wrestle that thing when you're with it. It's full. I had a time with that. He left that in my trailer for me. I know he had a time getting it out of whatever you carried it in and put it on my trailer. That just too much gas. You can't work with it. Dock tank for taking the gas down to your boat on the dock. Which is brand generator I've got. It was worth its weight in gold, I tell you. I think set around there and set around. I crank it up every now and then. Every couple of weeks, I crank it up, let it run for a while. I got some use out of it the last 14 days.
That thing must be pretty old. I don't think we've made a generator under the Rigid brand in a long time.
Is it the 8,500 starting and 1,600 constant watts?
What you're talking about, I just can't remember the last time we made those. I don't think we sold new generators under Rigid.
Yamaha 360 motor on it. Yamaha 360. I used to have a dirt bike with a 360 in it.
Joby, we got a 6,500 with 8,500 starting, and I think it's got the Honda 420 on it.
100 for mine, and that was 2 years ago, 3 years.
The quiet inverter generators are getting larger and cheaper. I've seen some 5kW inverters now that are dual fuel, which are pretty nice.
The dual fuel, that way you don't have the storage problem on the fuel. This propane you can just store anyway.
X or 7 30-pound tanks, so I can do my dual fuel for a long time. I've got a 4-kilowatt dual fuel. I think it's 4kW on gas and like 3,600 or 3,400 on propane.
God, that's what I was making laps around my neighborhood.
About a 15kW to do my house. That's what I'm keeping my eye out for. And dual fuel would be ideal. NC9B.
You should be able to pick up some used ones here pretty soon.
We're a company that sells Generac home standby generators, but I've never been a big fan of those. I don't think they get very good ratings.
For HKX, well, I have one. I've had it for years, so kind of enjoy it.
Enough that it wasn't made in China?
20 plus years.
I started making 100% of their stuff in China.
So I'm going to sign with you. Be back shortly. NC9B.
Hey, on KO4HK.
Have a good one. KN4GFW.
Good day and be safe. This is W2JKT.
When it says that, you know, starting amperage or whatever, what is that? What are we talking about?
Rating for a short period of time for helping to start inductive motors, like, you know, when the AC compressor kicks in, you know, it actually takes like way, way more power than the rating, but just for a short time. So typically a generator can go over that for a little bit to try to get a motor started.
Thank you.
Home might be on a 30 amp two pole breaker, but it might take 70 or 80 amps to get the motor started, but only for a couple of seconds, so usually, you know, the breakers won't trip if they go over current for such a short period of time, and that just, you know, that's just to get the motor started.
Yeah, it's supposed to be good for, I mean, it's got a 50 amp plug on it, so it should be good.
3GC, about our tree.
Okay, before HK.
Good morning, Richard. KN4GFW.
Hey, kid. Patrick, did you get your truck back up and running?
I got back Wednesday of last week, so hopefully it's running for a while now without giving me any more trouble.
Yes. So, but how are you doing, kid?
Over here, can't really complain.
The store pretty well?
Half hour, like 36 hours on that, but I managed to snag a generator to get us by for that short time on that, and I lost one tree, but it was just in the backyard leaning against another one, so it wasn't too bad. But the internet's still out, but no big deal.
A power from that Friday the 27th till Saturday to be with the emergency power for my CPAP and oxygen. I came home Sunday, when we got power back. And we're, of course, we're still without internet. They say that it may not come up till Wednesday. So a friend of mine told me about that Starlink and so forth. I guess I ordered it, and right now they're giving the free internet for those affected by Helene. So it's, but normally it's like $120 a month, but I'm going to hook up that hopefully today. K3JCA, back over to you, Patrick.
Yeah, I have to let us know how that Starlink works. For me, $120 a month is a little rich. But Eric's in here also. So, just letting you know, Richard.
Good to you, JKT. Haven't heard you in a while.
Clerp took out my power. I was in the hospital there from the 27th through this past Saturday. I came home Sunday. I've been home this whole last week. I was home, I should say this past Saturday, a week ago Saturday. So I've been home like a week and 2 days.
You're having a hard time getting the internet back. Yeah, our power was only off for 36 hours, but our internet was down for a little over a week. So they finally got it back up last weekend, and we're back to normal now. But glad you made it through all right, Richard. Good to hear you this morning.
You guys are doing okay. Back over to you, Kid, KA3JCA.
Yesterday, and I bought that AT&T over the air because the fiber's not in our area yet. So I'm going to try it. As soon as it comes back on, I'm going to drop that Charter. At least over the air, if it works, $30 cheaper. And I looked at the Starlink, and that it's probably reliable, but man, it's like $350 to get started, and then $120 a month.
Yeah, cheap. I have the AT&T over the air. I just basically have a SIM card that I put in a router that I bought on Amazon. And what we ran into is that when the internet was down, everybody was trying to use their cell phones, and so the cellular networks were pretty much unusable. I think if you had a higher density location with more towers, it might be better, but yeah, where we were, cellular internet was pretty unusable. It was like going back to the days of dial-up during the outage.
You try to do something on your phone, and it was, you almost couldn't do it. All you could do is really text and call.
A catastrophe like that, you know, getting a text message out is usually enough, you know. The kids were really annoyed that they couldn't stream YouTube all day and waste time playing games, but, you know, we could communicate with people if we needed to, so that was good.
Yeah, I got the T-Mobile 5G Home that I bought, that I went ahead and added to my T-Mobile plan. It's actually provided good coverage for the internet temporarily. The upload, download is really slow, but other than that, I mean, we can watch one channel to stream TV, and if my wife is able to now work at home, she didn't have to take her computer over to her mom's. But yeah, it was funny. On the 27th, we lost power. Her mom lost it and got it back by noon. And then her mom was without internet until probably midweek while I was in the hospital. So Sally had to pack up her computer and go over to her mom's house just so she could work and get paid.
That's a week after. We actually told everybody that, hey, if you're in an area that still has no power, internet, whatever, just, you know, chill out, stay home, you know, work from home if you can, and if not, don't worry about it. You know, we just kind of gave everybody a pass for that whole week, let them take care of stuff. So that was nice. I'm glad I work for a company that'll do stuff like that.
Patrick, how long did you, were you up there, I guess, at the church or where you were running the net? Were you up there a good week?
A little over a week.
Did somebody to relieve you or did they just shut down the operations?
Everything seemed to get back in the kind of normal mode, went around the 610 coverage area. So we just kind of let the net die out. Now, they're still passing road updates and updates on this, that, and the other, so that's all still going on. There's no formal net.
Are they doing that on the 285 machine or the 610 KA3JCA?
No, 4HK. The 610. If you want to monitor Mount Mitchell, they're still doing lots of relief work up there on that one.
So I'll take a listen. My radio's kind of been dead because I've been playing HF a lot, so I've been doing a lot of stuff on 160 and 80.
With some nets going on 40 meters for about 2 weeks there, so that all seemed to be helping out a lot too.
With my vertical, I had a hard time hearing a lot of the local stations, even though the band's pretty good for it. But so what I'm going to do is I've got everything I need. I just have to get the soldering gun out, and then I have to put my poles up on the fence out here, and I'll get my dipole up. So, all righty. Well, I'm going to let you and Eric and Ken there pick it up there. I'm going to go see what Ashley's doing because she's got to work today, even though it's a holiday. And the banks are closed, I guess. So you guys have a safe day and safe travels and so forth like that, KA3JCA.
Good to hear you this morning, and glad you're doing okay, you and Miss Sally and Ashley. So take care, KO4HK. And guys, I have arrived at my first stop, so I'm going to say 73 also.
73, Patrick. 73, Richard. Good to hear you this morning, and then we'll catch you guys later. KN4TFW.
73, Richard. Good to talk to you guys this morning. I hope you guys have a great day. This is WTUJKT. Proud about that radio I was going to look at for you. Do you still want to do that?
In the back seat here, I figured when it was convenient, we'd hook up.
About half an hour ago.
It ain't no big catastrophe.
Good morning, because I'm going in tomorrow too, but yeah, it's should be too hard for me to fix it up for you.
Maybe I can leave a few minutes earlier tomorrow, and then that way I'll be up closer to you by the time you get through there.
Pass around, what, like exit 75 or something like that, so, you know, it doesn't matter where it is, it's not too bad to get off at any of those, so we'll figure it out tomorrow morning. Truck back tonight, might be tonight, might be tomorrow, but the turbo went out on it, so I dropped it off on Friday, they're going to put the new turbo in it this morning, and they want to test drive it and put it under load and put it on a dyno and stuff, make sure it's all working. Before I get it back, so hopefully I get that done today, but maybe tomorrow, but it's going to suck. I got to go sell a kidney to pay for it.
Nothing's cheap anymore, especially with a vehicle.
Turbo is just replacing the low pressure scroll, because it's got a low pressure and a high pressure. It's a compound turbo, so just the low pressure side is bad. It's got a control valve in it that gets caked up with soot, and then it can't move anymore. So they got to replace it. I've only got $112,000 on the truck, and the warranty expired. And, well, I guess it had a 100,000-mile warranty on it, but it's also only 5 years. So I guess it expired in 2022. But, yeah, I'm just a little bit out of the warranty when this thing failed, so it kind of stinks. But once I get the new turbo on it, I'm going to make some changes to the truck that will remove the soot problem.
Mine's 10 years old, and it's got a 100,000 on it, just barely over, but I got that Hemi. So I've been babying it, so it should be good for a little while, I'm hoping.
Right, so those are a little bit better, about lasting a long time. All the new diesel emissions and stuff, they have horrible reliability.
I think they were supposed to be sending a bunch of generators to Florida.
A truckload, right?
Five of them. We just, you couldn't send them on Friday because you didn't know what the damage was and if the business we were sending them to was going to be open.
Got a whole bunch down to Florida for Helene, and then we just sent even more, I think, for Milton. So I'm not sure what got there in time, but man, the late summer is just a high demand time for generators, that's for sure.
I could have got, originally I wanted an inverter generator for the camper, but I couldn't be picky when I had to just have one.
Yeah, WTJKT, I'm going through the black hole at Woodruff. Stand by 1 second for me.
All
I couldn't be picky, but I lost everything after that.
An inverter generator, you know, to take with my camper. But then, you know, when the storm hit, I just had to take whatever generator I could find.
But I definitely prefer the inverters because they're just so much more quiet, and they'll run at low speed under low load, and they're so much more fuel efficient. So I've got a 4 kW inverter, and I've got a 2.5 kW inverter. And what I'd like to do is get, I've seen some 5K and 6K inverters now that could run both of the air conditioners in my rig. So I thought about getting a larger inverter for my camper, but we don't really go anywhere that often, so, and especially not boondocking or anything. Because, you know, originally when I bought my camper, I wanted to set it up for boondocking. I got the camper with the biggest water tanks and stuff, and, you know, they upsized, you know, this one had an 80-gallon freshwater option that I got, and the off-the-grid setup for putting solar on the roof and all that, because I wanted to go out west while we were working at home and go do some boondocking out there. I even got the 700 megahertz router so I could get cell access out there in the middle of nowhere. And, we ended up going back to the office before I thought we would, and just never been able to realize that. So, yeah, it is what it is, I guess. W2JKT.
We want to carry ours out west, hopefully, eventually, and that. But, hey, I've made it here between the lines, so I'm going to say 7-3. You have an awesome day, and look forward to meeting you maybe tomorrow morning, KN4TFW.
Okay, this morning. Have a great day, and, yeah, maybe we'll see you in the morning. This is 73. This is W2JKT. I'm clear.